one we haven't all that much, I think, is in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. With Sean McDermott, a defensive guy forever, as the head coach, and the offensive coordinator now being Rick Dennison. It's one that has happened. We have not mentioned it all that much. But Rick Dennison, interestingly enough, gentlemen, has a long career in this league as an offensive coordinator, as a quarterback's coach. Like, he just has a lot of history. So there's a lot of data there for us to acknowledge. He comes from the Gary Kubiak tree, if you will, being with Kubiak in Houston, being with Kubiak in Denver, being with Kubiak in Baltimore. Basically, wherever Gary Kubiak has been, Rick Dennison has been. So, knowing Kubiak's offense, which is a lot of play action, a lot of based around the run, knowing that they do target that X wide receiver, if you will, in, which is, of course, a Sammy Watkins in Buffalo, knowing that is the offense, and Sean McDermott's not going to have a role in this offense. It's Rick Dennison's offense.
Yeah.
Knowing that, what can we make of the offensive coordinator in Buffalo here?
Well, it's the West Coast offense, like you said. It's the Kubiak Shanahan style of offense, where basically it's a lot of horizontal. It's a lot of timing, short completions, timing in the passing game, and then they take their deep shots, mainly built in off of play action. It's a zone running scheme with a lot of bootlegs and stuff like that. So it's an offense that's perfectly set up for the talent that they have, and guys like Tyrod Taylor, Shady McCoy. You can see J Jones or Jeremy Maclin in that short to intermediate passing game, and then you'll get a lot of vertical play action shots down the field with Sammy Watkins. That is how they run the West Coast offense. It's branched off of Bill Walsh's San Francisco 49ers system, but more evolved.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited as a Bills fan. And it's not just with the coaching staff. It's the whole structure from the GM. He basically cleaned house, started a whole new scouting department. He got some really good talent in there. But sticking on the coaching changes, I like the hiring of Dennison. I think, look, they're still going to run the ball a lot, but you're going to see the offense, I do believe, open up. There is just such a wealth of talent, of targets available. I mean, I'm betting on the talent, the targets, the offense improving and progressing. That's why I'm all over Sammy Watkins. It's still June. I'm going to take at this approach that there's going to be no setbacks. Obviously, if he has a setback, I'm out the door. I mean, I've made some investments already. But the one thing I will say is I do like Shady a lot, but I don't think he's going to get those 14 touchdowns. I really don't. I think Jonathan Williams is a guy that last season, before he got suspended, had high hopes for and was going to be more involved, and I think he will get some
rest. I would also, if Gary Barnage is a part of this, if they sign Gary Barnage, I think Gary Barnage can have a nice season in this offense.
I hope they do.
Scott?
I think you have to like it because, you want to rein in Tyrod Taylor. And what the West Coast offensive play action does is make you hit high percentage passes. And this will help him improve as a professional quarterback. And I think, it'll give the offense more continuity and be able to move the chains. So I like that. I've always loved McCoy, et cetera. The one thing, though, that I wanted to question what you said, though, and I do like the change, though. You said a wealth of targets. What's a wealth of targets?
Pretty much everybody else was gone. So, even a guy like Zay Jones, who went to East Carolina, what this kid did in college is pretty impressive. Okay, maybe he wasn't playing in the SEC, but when he stepped up and, say, faced like Florida State and others, he had big games, he had like over double-digit catches, and he would score a touchdown. The wealth of talent of targets is everybody else is pretty much gone. The list of targets from last season, the players that were involved, the Robert Woods are gone. The Goodwins are gone. All those guys are pretty much. I mean, Charles Clay, I don't think he's getting on the field.
Charles Clay is probably going to start season on the pup list.
So, there's just. And Sammy Watkins is going to be the number one guy there, obviously. Rick Dennison, I believe, is number one wide receiver, averages like 17 points in fantasy, if you look at it in that aspect. Okay, look, I think he had, Andre Johnson for 100 years. Mm-hmm. So you got to take that. But I think Sammy Watkins is a hell of a talent. So that's why right now. I'm betting the futures market with Sammy Watkins.
Why'd you say they want to rein in Tyrod Taylor? Was Tyrod Taylor doing something that he needs
in? What I'm saying is maybe the rein in wasn't the type of term. It's like I think you want to have, how should I say, a format, like a set format for a guy like that to work in. I felt like in the past few years where Tyrod was there, like, the passing game was kind of haphazard. I think this is a more disciplined passing attack that I think will help him improve as a professional quarterback.
Just a note, it seems like the reason why Macklin wasn't signed in Buffalo is he's holding out for a more lucrative contract. And I think the Bills' approach right now is they don't want to make any long-term commitments to any, you know, bringing anyone in. I still think that's a good fit. I mean, Macklin would just improve this thing. I mean, I would even take Eric Decker if he's healthy. Yeah,
it looks like
going to Baltimore
or the Rams. The Rams are really high on Eric Decker.
I'd like to see him in Baltimore if I had a choice. I think him and Flacco would be.
Tennessee's nice. Interested in Eric Decker also.
Inside the Exclusive Edge package, which will debut on Wednesday, remember, make sure you get the Red Rocks Exclusive Edge package, folks.
Please.
Joe Galina writes a terrific article on fantasy football quarterback and wide receivers. And he wrote quite a bit about Buffalo, which is why I wanted to start with Buffalo. A little excerpt from what he had to say. When healthy, Sammy Watkins, who will be a free agent at the end of the season, has the potential to be a top 10 wide receiver. He's recovering from offseason foot surgery and is not expected to take on field practice reps until the Bills open training camp. Fantasy Pros have ranked him 18th most drafted wide receiver in the preseason, and he's potential to outplay his ADP by a wide margin. The Bills traded up to get Zay Jones in the season's draft. He broke the FBS single season record, 158, and career reception record, 399. And with the Bills' lack of depth at receiver, he's in position to make an immediate fantasy impact. Interestingly enough,
he honestly does. I mean, it's impressive when you look at his college resume. I have to say that. And the one thing I pointed out, certain games he played against bigger schools, I thought was important as well, and he excelled in that as well.
This quarterback wide receiver hookups article is interesting. I like Tyrod Taylor this year. I'm all with you on Sammy Watkins. The one thing is that, with all due respect, you know, those numbers were in college. I'm not saying Zay Jones can't have a good rookie season, but, I'm always skeptical with these guys coming in the first year and, you know, want to take a little bit of patience to see how they develop.